Hi, everybody. Daniel here.
Chihiro here, shopping part 3.
So Chihiro, what do we have for our listeners this time?
In this lesson, you will learn how to order goods.
The conversation is on the telephone.
And is between a salesperson and a customer.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Howdy. Cowboy Calvin's Hot Leather Goods.
I'd like to order some leather goods.
What would you like, cowboy?
Well, I'd like to order LJ254 and CH192.
So, you'd like the pink suede jacket with frills and a pink cowboy hat with yellow laces?
Yes. And can you change the yellow laces to red ribbons?
Okay. Would you like the bright Marilyn Monroe red or the mysterious Grace Kelly burgundy?
I'll try the Marilyn Monroe red. That sounds sexy.
All right. And how would you like to pay for them?
By check.
Great. We'll send an invoice along with the products. Where should we mail them to?
The Princeton Maximum Security Prison in Iowa.
Ho, ho, ho! We get a lot of orders from there. Is it that time of the year again?
Yes, it is. And we're really excited.
Hold your horses. You'll get them in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
This sounds like an interesting party.
You mean the party itself or the fact that it's at the Princeton Maximum Security Prison?
Well, both. But you know that costume parties or themed parties are not rare in the States.
Yeah, you're right. The main costume event would be Halloween, but some people have other costume parties throughout the year just for fun. Any costume parties for you, Daniel?
No way. How about you, Chihiro?
You know what? I hate preparing for costume parties because it's always a headache trying to figure out what you should wear. But once you're there, it's actually a lot of fun.
I'll take your word for it. No.
Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word is
leather.
Preserved animal skin used for clothing or other things.
Leather. Leather.
The next word is
cowboy.
Man who rides a horse and takes care of horses or cows.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Now we have
suede.
Leather with a soft, brushed surface.
Suede. Suede.
Next word is
lace.
Patterned cloth with patterns of holes that is very thin and light.
Lace. Lace.
Next up is
ribbon.
Narrow piece of cloth used for decoration.
Ribbon. Ribbon.
Now we have
mysterious.
Difficult to understand. Strange.
Mysterious. Mysterious.
Next.
Invoice.
Bill. Document stating amount needed to pay for certain goods and services.
Invoice. Invoice.
And the last word is
prison.
Building where people are locked up and kept as punishment for crime.
Prison. Prison.
Let's take a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we'll look at is
howdy.
This is an informal greeting, or another way to say hello. It is often associated with the Southwest rural region of the States and is not commonly used by everyone.
Right, sounds very cowboy to me, but I do have friends who say it just for fun. The second phrase we'll look at is
is it that time of the year again?
The words that time in the phrase implies a particular something that the speakers know about without having to mention it. This phrase can be used with different time periods as well. For example,
is it that time of day again?
Depending on who's speaking and what is being talked about, it could mean anything from that time of day to get coffee to perhaps that time of day when it's time to go home.
And we have one more for you today. Let's look at the phrase,
hold your horses.
This expression means slow down or wait. It is believed to have originated in the States due to its horse-drawn culture in the 19th century. Think of it as a person on a horse slowing it down. Here's another example.
Daniel, it's time for the grammar point, isn't it?
Hold your horses, Chihiro. We're not quite done yet.
Here, Daniel uses this phrase to tell me to slow down. Can we carry on now?
Yes, yes. Now, let's go on to the grammar point. In a previous lesson, we learned about the modal verb, would. Remember that it is used to make polite requests and offers. In this lesson, we will look at specific examples from the dialogue to review this point. Take a look at these sentences by Jesse in the dialogue.
I'd like to order some leather goods.
And?
Well, I'd like to order LJ254 and CH192.
As you can see, every time Jesse makes a statement, he uses this modal form in order to make a polite request. Notice also that he always uses the contraction I'd as opposed to I would.
Now let's look at examples of questions by the salesperson in the dialogue.
What would you like, cowboy?
And?
You'd like the pink suede jacket with frills and pink cowboy hat with yellow laces?
Next.
Would you like the bright Marilyn Monroe red or mysterious Grace Kelly burgundy?
Finally.
How would you like to pay for them?
Every time the salesperson asks a question, he always asks with this would modal so that it sounds polite. Notice also that he uses the contraction you'd. Thirdly, note the two words would you is pronounced would you in sequence.
Okay, to better understand this, take a look at the lesson notes in the PDF for this lesson.
That just about does it for today. Okay, see you all next time.
Bye.
Howdy. Cowboy Calvin's Hot Leather Goods.
I'd like to order some leather goods.
What would you like, cowboy?
Well, I'd like to order LJ254 and CH192.
So, you'd like the pink suede jacket with frills and a pink cowboy hat with yellow laces?
Yes. And can you change the yellow laces to red ribbons?
Okay. Would you like the bright Marilyn Monroe red or the mysterious Grace Kelly burgundy?
I'll try the Marilyn Monroe red. That sounds sexy.
All right. And how would you like to pay for them?
By check.
Great. We'll send an invoice along with the products. Now, where should we mail them to?
The Princeton Maximum Security Prison in Iowa.
Oh, we get a lot of orders from there. Is it that time of the year again?
Yes, it is. And we're really excited.
Hold your horses. You'll get them in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you.